Man, that was a heck of a football game. I clearly can't say enough about, both teams today. I have great respect for Steve Bisciotti, John Harbaugh, Ozzie Newsome, and their football team. To come in here, and we knew we were coming into an incredible game day environment, tough physical football game. We talked about adversity. Our theme for the week was true grit, and we had all that and some today. Very proud of our football team. Defense, I felt, carried us pretty much most of the day. Had some big plays going against them there down a stretch. Offensively, we had some adversity with the injuries, and our guys did a really good job in a second half adjustment, just getting back to some things that, obviously we didn't work on during the course of the week, but just basic fundamental football. And fun game to play in, I'm sure. It was a great game to coach in. That's real football. That was a knockdown, drag out. And I'm very proud of our football team. With that, I'll take your questions.
Coach, did your team show you something
today? We took a step today. My football team didn't show me anything I know about them. We took a step as a team today. We'll get back at it tomorrow, and there'll be things that we'll continue to work on. We made it clear after our victory last week against the Lions, we needed to take a step as a team, and we did that. We knew we were coming to an adverse situation. The defending world champions, all that, but frankly, what the film told us coming in this game, this was a football team that was getting better and better each week, and we felt we were the same way. We knew this was going to be a clash of two heavyweights getting after it, and that's what you got today, and we were fortunate enough to come out on top. So we talked about it at halftime, just keep battling. Actually, the big plays in the game for both teams was 10-10, 10-10 at the time. And we knew we were gonna have to make more big plays than they did, and I think that was the key in the game. The Ravens made big plays also, 4th and 21, and some of those things to keep battling. So clearly one of the best. You hate to say the best, but clearly one of the best regular season games I've been a part of. And obviously I can say it because I'm standing up here at the victory podium. But it was a great game. Well, I don't know how I'm going to answer that question. We'll find out tomorrow. I'm hopeful Randall is for good information tomorrow once we get him back. James Jones, I'm hoping for good information there too. So I really don't have anything. We don't have a full diagnosis on either one of those guys.
Your defense carried the weight and shouldered the load early, it seemed, and then the offense late put the game away when you needed it to.
Yeah.
What can you say about how they fed off each other and did what they needed to do early for the defense and then late?
I don't know if you pay attention to it, but it was a great sideline all day. It has been all year. And I think it tells you something about the personality of the team. Every team's different. Every game's different. We had a lot of different players play in this game. We had young players that are playing for the first time. And I don't even turn around. Just the chatter. When I hear good chatter behind me, I know good things are ahead. So everybody was totally into it, picking each other up. There's more communication, obviously, than normal because we had guys going down. So, we had some sideline management challenges there, but at the end of the day, our players fought through it. Very proud of them once again.
How proud are you of Eddie and what he was able to do and try to run down the clock?
Very proud of the football team. Very proud of Eddie. I thought Eddie did an excellent job of staying patient, really, really driving, his back foot and falling forward. And just to ice the game. Our offensive line wanted the ball at the end of the game, and we gave it to them, and Eddie Lacy finished it. So got to give a lot of credit to Aaron Rodgers. Once again, there's a number of things that were just, totally out of our preparation for this week that he managed seamlessly at the line of scrimmage. So we were able to stay in pretty good plays and try to get after an outstanding defense.
Mike, how did you generate as much pressure as you did against Flacco, particularly with
Well, you look at Nick Perry. I thought we had a really good, we were really rolling there in the beginning with Nick and Mike and AJ. I think probably played one of his best games. Jamari was making plays. We had excellent push inside. So, just really a combination of everybody. I thought our defense did a really good job. Setting the tone there in the first half.
Mike, what was your thought process on that last drive? You couldn't just run it out because they had timeouts and it was a pretty fair amount of timeouts.
About our last drive?
Yeah, your last drive.
Well, it's a 4-minute offense situation. We have a plan for 4-minute. Obviously, the plan was different because of where we were personnel standpoint. But very conscious of they had to 2-minute warning and 3 timeouts. So I would just go run pass is something you have to consider, and that's where Aaron keeping the ball on a second down was a huge play. So they gave us a favorable third down and a big play to Jermichael. So I mean, you have to watch yourself because I've made mistakes in my earlier coaching years as a play caller, kind of pulling it in and playing it close to the vest and putting it on the defense. But we knew we were going to have to get a couple first downs there, and our guys did a great job. A bunch of guys are nicked up and so forth. So, we'll work through that. I don't know the exact extent of where he is.